The Eagle's Daughter by Judith Tarr. Prologue. Aachen, Christmas, 983. It was a splendid day to crown a king. Cold, but diamond clear, snow like a glittering mantle over the roofs and walls of Aachen, the sun offering what warmth it might in the shadow of the solstice. The people who filled the city to bursting, hardy Germans all, stood bare-headed and even bare-armed under the blue vault of heaven, and sent up their roar of approbation, acclaiming their new lord, Otto, son of Otto, son of Otto of the Saxons. Under the vault of Aachen's chapel, under the eye of Christ the King, Otto, who was about to be king, moved slowly through the rite of his consecration. He was extraordinarily patient, Aspasia thought, craning to see past the lordly figures of the bishops and their scarcely less lordly acolytes. Small as she was among all these great hulking barbarians, she was never as small as the King of the Germans, the heir of the Holy Roman Empire, the august and illustrious prince, the seal of the peace between the Germans and their too often distant overlord. Otto the King, son of Otto the Emperor, was well grown for his age, and while Aspasia had anything to do with it, most well trained. But he was only 3 years old. He had objected once to forsaking the bright free air for the musty darkness of the chapel. There was very nearly an incident. A tantrum, Aspasia would call it. But she had seen it coming, and she had caught his eye even as he opened his mouth to howl. He was a wise child. He scowled, but he let himself be led away from her.